I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. A body pulled from the Chattahoochee River in Atlanta has been identified as a CDC employee missing since mid-February. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Timothy Cunningham's body was badly decomposed and recovered on a riverbank late Tuesday night. The epidemiologist left work early on February 12th and wasn't heard from again. Investigators found Cunningham's keys, wallet, and cell phone left in his house. At a press conference Thursday, the Fulton County Chief Medical Examiner said the cause of death appears to be drowning.
So based on the autopsy, there's nothing else. There's no other trauma on the body that would indicate it be anything other than that.
Officials say they will continue to investigate and that there is no evidence of foul play. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
DeKalb County Sheriff Jeffrey Mann says he is fighting to remain in office after he was arrested last year for exposing himself at Piedmont Park. After the arrest, Mann was temporarily suspended by Governor Deal and ended up losing his law enforcement certification. Speaking to 11 Alive, Mann says he is appealing the decision and wants to continue serving DeKalb.
I enjoyed being their sheriff, and I think I should be judged not by one error, one lapse of judgment, but what I've done as sheriff for the last 4 years.
Mann, who was elected in 2016, is the county's 49th sheriff. The city of Noonan is preparing for a white nationalist event later this month that is expected to draw protesters. The National Socialist Movement is holding the event on Saturday, April 21st. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the NSM is a neo-Nazi group that promotes a racist and anti-Semitic ideology. Noonan police say the group received a permit to gather at Greenville Street State Park. CBS 46 reports multiple agencies will be on hand to protect the First Amendment rights of all citizens and visitors. Police are also asking residents not directly involved in the event to avoid the area due to traffic concerns. Students and faculty at Georgia Tech now have a new civil rights art installation on campus. Yesterday, the school unveiled a statue of Rosa Parks on a bus seat, sitting across from an older version of herself with a third open seat between them. The installation, which sits in Harrison Square, is titled Continuing the Conversation. Raphael Bras is the Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs at Georgia Tech.
It reminds us of our past, but more importantly, invites us to reflect on our future, everything we still need to do in terms of civil rights and looking for freedom and access to all.
Rosa Parks' refusal to give up her bus seat to a white person in 1955 led to the Montgomery bus boycott, a major point in civil rights history. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gantz.